Support for WILL is provided in part by Risk Management Commodities, presenting an agricultural outlook meeting on Saturday, January 20th in Terre Haute, Indiana at the University Inn. Lunch will be provided. More information is available at 866-837-9027.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Tuesday morning with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning, everyone. Cash hog prices today are called steady to possibly firm in the western corn belt, but flat to weak in the east. Terminals are called firm to a dollar higher, tops from $36.50 to $40. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $36.50. In the eastern corn belt daily direct hog report for Monday, January 15th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,306. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $48 to $60, the weighted average $55.36. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $37.95 to $48, and the weighted average was $45.48. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $11,334. The base price range was $48.75 to $61, the weighted average $56.79. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $37.50 to $48, and the weighted average was $45.38.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, first thing, we have heard already on some of the NPR reports that the agricultural interests in California are very concerned about the state of the citrus crop there, and I just wanted to get a little update on citrus crop in Florida. There does not appear to be any risk of damaging cold through the next full week across Florida, where snow and ice coverage to the north and to the west of that area may have had some people on edge, but it does look like temperatures, while cooling down, no extremely cold air masses are expected for a while, but the last week of the month is a time period that will have to be closely monitored across Florida for some of the citrus interests there, as there could be some morning low temperatures into the low 30s and possibly some upper 20s. But again, odds disfavor any serious threat to crop damage, at least based on the conditions that the computer models are spitting out for this morning. Now back to corn and soybeans, where the main interest for the Illinois agricultural folks lies. Argentina's forecast is wetter today than it was yesterday, or the forecast for late last week, and that change suggests additional timely rainfall, and that will support excellent summer crop growth development and production potential. Brazil's weather, well, that is still a concern. Center-south areas extremely wet and likely to stay that way for some time, with flooding an ongoing issue, and there could be some loss of potential yield in the wettest areas if the pattern continues much longer without much of a break. Meanwhile, South Africa and Australia summer crops expected to experience favorable weather for a while, with timely rainfall and seasonable temperatures helping to restrict crop deterioration and leading to some net improvement, especially in South Africa. Australia's weather also expected to improve, most likely next week, with net drying across the area this week. And some other areas that are in the growing season, recent rains, and those expected for the remainder of the week will be welcome in the rapeseed area of China. And India still needs some widespread rain for its rapeseed and sorghum crops. As far as wheat goes, there will be some wet snow and ice accumulation in the U.S. Plains and the Midwest, and that snow and ice accumulation sufficient during the weekend to protect the winter crops from the potential for winter kill. Cold weather may occur in the Midwest again early next week, but snow should fall ahead of that event, and that should give a nice covering to most of the crop there. India's wheat is probably most threatened by continued dry weather and could yield poorly without significant rainfall. No opportunity for improved wheat moisture is seen across the North China Plain for a while. and Argentina's late harvest should advance favorably with the conditions that they are experiencing there. One other thing that we want to talk about is the cold and its effect on livestock. Deplorable animal conditions occurred during the weekend from the plains into the Midwest, with the cold rain, freezing rain, and wind chill factors being the biggest detriment to animal weight gains and potential for animal health issues. The High Plains region spared of the worst conditions, while areas across north, central, and eastern Texas through eastern Oklahoma into the heart of the Midwest did experience the greatest adversities. Flooding may have isolated some animals from feed. No widespread animal deaths likely in those areas in the plains, but seasonably cool temperatures will dominate the Midwest and plains for at least the next week and possibly as long as the next 10 days. Next storm system looking to impact the southern plains will occur this weekend, when rain, freezing rain, sleet, snow impact the area from Texas and Oklahoma and southernmost sections of Kansas and portions of Oklahoma. Animal conditions will be stressed once again, and travel in the region could be adversely impacted. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 506, down a quarter. Last trade up 3 3/4. July 508, up 2. Last trade down 1. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 480, up a half. Last trade up 3 3/4. July 493.5, down a quarter. Last trade up 3 1/4. December 506, down 2.5. Last trade up 2. March corn opened at 416.5. Limit up 20, last trade up 20. May 427, up 20, last trade up 20. July 434.5, up 20, last trade up 20. December 398, up 3.5, last trade up 7.5. The March contract 402.25, up 2, last trade up 11 3/4. March beans opened at 716, down a half, last trade up 3.5. July 750, up 7, last trade up 4. November 764.5, up 1, last trade up 4.5. March soybean meal opened at 210.50, up 90, last trade up 180. March soybean oil opened at 29.25, up 10, last trade up 10. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Any reason not to think that corn, especially the nearby contracts, will be limit up to start the day?
No, they're expecting the March, the July to all be up the 20 limit. They were up that last night. Now, there were times during the night that they weren't up to 20 limit. They were only up 15. But industry is looking for corn now to go up to 475, 480 on those front months.
Yeah, it looked like that overnight. It came off its limit up 20 move and then locked up when the European trade opened for business around 2 a.m.
Right.
What about the deferred contracts? Why aren't we seeing the strength overnight there that we saw in the nearbys?
Well, we don't know what the crop will be next year because we don't know what the acreage will be, whereas we know supposedly what the old crop is, and the carryout, they lowered a ton, and we've only got like 23 days of carryout for the old crop, whereas a new crop, if we would plant, you know, tons more acres due to these prices, that's got the new crop a little, you know, not up the limit.
So does that mean that traders believe enough acres have been purchased for new crop?
No, I don't think that. I think they're worried that with this additional push up that it might bring more acreage. Right now, I think industry's only looking at 6 to 8 million, and we'd really need 10 to 12 million more to put much of a damper in the corn prices for next fall.
Soybeans and wheat figure to be followers today?
They figure to be followers. They were both traded both sides last night, but they're looking at 2 to 5 higher on beans and 2 to 4, 2 to 5 higher on wheat.
We see a big chart gap in the soybean charts around 750. This is in the weekly charts. Saw July futures hit that target overnight. Does that mean that we might be headed there in day trades?
Well, that's a possibility. I mean, it really is. And really, if we plant much more acres of corn, I think beans are still the one that could be really ready to go crazy later on during the year.
Not as much technical action to talk about in the wheat pit, evidently, though.
No. We did, you know, go up and make, you know, get back up there, but we're not near the highs, whereas we made new highs in both corn and beans.
What do you look for over at the Merck today?
Over at the Merck, we look for hogs to be unchanged to down a little, and we look at front-end cattle to be up a little and further-out cattle to be down a little.
About 30 seconds left. Pete, what advice do you have for producers as this corn continues to increase in its value?
Well, I'd be hanging on to the old crop and not selling any more new crop unless it really ballooned up, and then I'd, you know, start dribble out some more cash sales.
Do you like to be about 20% sold in new crop at this point or less than that?
New crop's okay at 20 on corn. I'd be less than that on beans. And old crop, whatever I've got left, I'd hang on to unless we are, you know, a lot higher, and then I'd dribble some out. Reward the market by dribbling some out.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.